It's Big Ugly Tailgate, bringing the party to the radio with Casey Studdard, Johnny Rogers, and Ashley Camrath. Talking sports, food, music, and all things ATX on the horn.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Good morning, Austin, Texas.
Good morning.
What is going on? This is Johnny Rogers, Ashley Camrath in studio. We got Casey Studdard calling in. He's on his way en route to the studio. Good morning, Case.
Morning. I'm not on my way in. I'm just going to call for the first hour. I got Father's Day stuff. And there you go. And I'm down a man today, so I'm still at the pit hanging out.
Oh, you're at the pit. My bad. I didn't realize you were at the pit. Well, that's great.
So I passed Casey on my way in. I was coming into the station, and I passed Casey. I gave him the old two-finger wave. He totally blew me off. And I was like, oh, he's having a busy morning.
Yeah. Well, that's great, man.
You know, a honk would have helped me out to know that you're giving me a two-finger wave.
I always honk. Every time we pass Whitfields, we honk.
That's true. But you're usually going up the hill, not down the hill.
Yep.
So a busy day at Whitfields.
Yeah, busy day tomorrow, today and tomorrow at Whitfield. Got a stacked pit, you know, just a bunch of good stuff. We already sold out of all our kolaches for the weekend. Like, we don't have enough room. So what I need is, like, anybody out there that has a little spot for me, let me know. I'll put a little bakery somewhere.
That's so legit, Case.
Hey, and I get it, Casey, because
more oven space.
I mean, I get it because those kolaches are one of the best kolaches you'll ever have in your life.
Hands down.
They're fantastic. The bread is just super. And so is the meat inside.
Yeah, so. No, everything's great. I mean, it's just when you, like, so with those loaves of bread, they bake so high. If you don't have, like, a badass commercial, oven or a double stack oven, you can only really do, like, two or three loaves at a time.
Gotcha.
And we go through, more than 10 a day.
Well, it is a busy day in Austin, Texas. A lot is going on. Today is one of those days that the energy in the city is palpable. You can feel it. It is the first ever Austin FC home game tonight, live from Q2 Stadium. Casey, how excited?
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Because I don't know. Ashley, can you feel it?
Well, I'm so Casey, just to paint a picture for you and for all you listeners out there.
I know is his face painted yet?
His face is not painted yet, but I walked in sporting my burn orange because
also,
more importantly,
no, more importantly, the damn Longhorns are going to whip some ass today.
That's right. Tomorrow. College World Series, own Texas tomorrow? Longhorns. Yes, our games are tomorrow. Our game, rather, is tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. So I walk in my burnt orange, of course, and I walk in and Johnny's got an Austin FC hat on, the Yeti jersey, the green jacket to go over the jersey. I think he's got like some white Lulu shorts on.
Yes. I've got the full, I pretty much have the full kit on. I don't have my shin guards on yet. I'm waiting for put those on tonight.
You have those Dickers high water pants on with the loafers?
No, he's in the full outfit. Like, I feel weird sitting here.
It's not an outfit. It's a kit. We got to get the terms down.
Rolled up at the ankles, all I need to know.
His pants are not rolled up at the ankles. He's in shorts.
We're still good.
We haven't lost him fully.
And the only reason I don't have my scarf is it's in the car right now. I should have brought that in.
Oh, my gosh.
My Listos Verde Austin FC scarf. It is going to be rocking at Q2 Stadium tonight. I'm excited,
it's gonna
guys.
It's going to be hotter than crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wear that pink jacket.
Yeah, I might lose the jacket.
The jacket's going to be shed.
The jacket's probably staying at home, but everything else.
Get a picture.
Yeah, exactly. I'll get a photo in it. I already did. I woke up early.
Pics.
It's
you woke up early and what? Took some selfies in front of the mirror?
Not in front of the mirror, but okay. Maybe I took one. threw it on the gram at JLR512. And
there it goes. All right.
So it's definitely a beautiful, beautiful morning here in Central Texas.
It is. Happy Father's Day, such a important weekend to celebrate all the great dads out there.
Indeed.
And stepdads.
Correct. Stads.
Like it's hot, but at least the mornings are still in like low 70s. Right.
Exactly.
Now.
How hot is it next to the pit this morning, Casey?
I mean, it's. I mean, you're gonna sweat your ass off. But I mean, it's not bad because once the sun goes down, you know, it gets in the 80s. But, you know, by mid-morning, it was 70 degrees this morning, 71 degrees.
Yeah.
You know, so you're not – it just sucks when it's 85 degrees, 90 degrees at, like, 4 a.m. You're like, oh, this is fun.
And the humidity.
Yeah.
It felt like a furnace yesterday.
Ugh. Yeah. But anyways, though, besides all that, I'm I am excited. I'm excited to see if – I think there's going to be a good turnout for the soccer game. I know it's going to be, you know, on and
good. It has been sold out since the third hour that tickets were on sale about a year ago, or however, a year ago, maybe 6 months, 8 months, whatever. And not only that, there is a 20,000 person waiting list just to get tickets. I mean, it is.
Okay, so those are impressive numbers. What is the capacity of the stadium?
So I believe the capacity is 20,500-ish, maybe eight. I can Google that.
Okay.
It's worth Google.
GTS.
Yeah.
I thought it was bigger than that.
Uh-uh. No, it's designed for soccer. And if you guys, Casey, have you gotten a chance to go up there and see Q2 Stadium?
No, but I heard from a couple people that said it seems like the place is built for noise.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
So it is, I mean, this everything done, they put so much thought into this stadium. I mean, they have the open-ended in the corners to get a nice breeze coming through. It's not completely covered. I mean, as far, it's not enclosed, but it's open air, but it's got, it's all set up so all the seats are shaded. And then in the south pitch zone, end zone, whatever you want to call it.
Got to get the lingo down.
I know. We're gonna have Adrian Healy, the voice of the Verde, come on at 9 o'clock and join us, and we're gonna talk a little Austin FC. So we'll have to ask him, you know, some of these questions. But the south end zone is basically what they did is all the seats in the south end zone are locked up, meaning there is no sitting in the south end zone.
Yeah,
you are standing the entire game. This is where the you know, the Los Verdes are going to be, the band, the cheerleaders, all that, the chants, the songs.
Okay, I have a few questions.
All right.
Is that where you're going to be?
I will be right next to the south end zone. I'm on the west side.
In a suite?
No. Oh. I am in the mix. No,
Johnny got a seat, though. You know Johnny ain't going to stand the whole
time. I knew Johnny got a seat. I was trying to bust his chops. Like, I figured he'd be in an air-conditioned suite.
No, we got.
He goes there at halftime.
maybe post game to celebrate a victory,
right?
A Verde victory, but yeah, I'll be in the stadium. I'll have my you might see me in the crowd. Who knows? We'll see.
If you go in looking like you look right now, if I was a photographer, yeah, the green, the white and green.
I think I'm going cowboy hat though.
Okay.
I think I'm going to wear my Aspen Hatter hat. Get down there, you know.
It's going to be hot.
It's going to be hot. Yeah, it will be.
Okay. Second question. Cheerleaders?
Well, more like a yell leader.
Like
the Aggies?
Yeah, like they have guys and girls that will be in the, you know, that right down there in that south pitch zone. Again, we got to get this lingo down.
Right.
But they've got, those are the folks who are leading the chants, the songs.
We don't have like a yell leader as a guy, do we?
Well, there's like four or five folks that get up there, and
so
guys and girls. Yes, it is not. We are not going full Aggie, but it's a different animal in soccer than it is in football.
You know, it sounds pretty Aggie.
It sounds like Aggie. Okay, so someone texted in and said Q2 Stadium holds 20,500.
Okay, so I was correct,
and also asked. Is tailgating allowed at the stadium?
Well, I don't know. That's a great question. I will say this, that parking is completely full already. They did a good job of accommodating as many parking spaces as they can, but what they really wanted to do was encourage people to take different methods of transportation, take the rail line, take the buses. People in North Austin can ride their bikes over there. But if you're planning on driving, you're going to be sitting in traffic.
Right. In addition to regular Austin traffic.
Correct.
So someone texted in and said, let's see how big that waiting list for soccer is after the shine wears off in 100-degree days. Now, so here's the thing. Fans are fans are fans.
Correct.
I was watching the Super Regionals for all of the baseball.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, some of those stadiums were hot.
Well, in Tennessee, there was a full thunderstorm that came through there, and their entire fan base was sitting there in the soaking rain waiting for the game to come back on. So I think the Verde, Los Verdes, the whole crew, they're going to be rocking and rolling, not just tonight, but every home game. And even on the road, when I got a chance to go to Nashville a couple weeks ago with Chris Quinn and some of those guys with Austin FC, the Los Verdes were down. They were there. They travel. I mean, it was a good crowd. So
what was the atmosphere like when you went to Nashville?
Well, it was at their Titans Stadium. I think it's Nissan, maybe Nissan Stadium, but which is a capacity of like 80,000, right? So they probably had about 15,000 fans there, which it didn't seem like it was a packed house. I mean, it definitely wasn't a packed house, but the soccer fan base, I mean, it is a rabid fan base. I mean, it's not just your sit down, clap when something good happens. I mean, you're singing, you're chanting. I mean, it's a lot of the stuff that Casey Stutter does at Longhorn games.
Right. Right.
Is that right, Case?
Oh. Bunch of false talking over here.
See, we can say, because Casey's not, he's not in studio right now, so we can say all these things without ducking left and rights.
No, I mean, I hope they get a victory today, first home game, one day I might like them. Hopefully,
So, Casey, if you got invited to a game, a match, would you go?
I mean, not right now, no.
Okay. He wants us to prove ourselves.
Really busy right now.
This is true.
No, but I think it's awesome. Austin's first professional sports team. The green, the logo, everything looks great. There's a lot of
Minister of Culture has been hyping this team. Matthew McConaughey, one of the part of the ownership group with Anthony Precourt and those guys. He's
the Austin hype man.
He is.
Yeah. Anything Austin.
Yeah, I mean, he's Austin's hype man.
Right.
I mean, I don't want to say Austin's mascot because, he's the Minister of Culture.
He ain't Bevo.
Correct. Bevo's got a few pounds on McConaughey. But even, even some of the chants we've talked about before, it's the all right, Austin FC chant that'll be sung a lot tonight.
How many chants would you say
All right, Austin FC. That's the chant I know right now.
Okay, and
baby
the songs?
Baby steps.
And the songs?
I've got them downloaded on my phone. I'm going to have to do some homework on that. We're going to have to get Adrian, these are the questions we'll ask Adrian Healy, the voice of the Verde, when he comes on at 9 o'clock.
Perfect.
And, I'm learning, and I think a lot of Austinites are curious about what this is all about, because to me, what's so exciting about this, Ashlyn, Casey, is that it's not just the Texas Longhorns that are, it's the Longhorn fans, it's the Horn Frog fans, it's the Hilltopper fans, it's the Aggies, it's the Red Raiders. If you're an Austinite, this is the first time you've had an opportunity to have a team that is really yours from the start.
Right.
So I hope that the city embraces it the way that the season ticket holders have. And I'm besides myself today. I'm just pumped.
I can see green and white.
And it's not just the coffee from Royal Blue. It is the feeling of the Verde, and I'm just super pumped. So
the energy is just crazy in here,
well,
Case.
Since we got a phone call at 9. Let's get off of this grass.
There it is.
But we also have the Longhorns playing in the College Baseball World Series, the Omahorns.
Omaha.
I've seen the shirts that say University of Texas at Omaha.
Uh-huh.
I bet Casey's sporting one of those today.
No, I just keep on the burnt orange. That's about it.
There you go. And I will tell you, at 9:30, we have Justin Simmons, the lifetime Longhorn, who was the winning starting pitcher when Texas won the 2002 national championship up in Omaha. So
awesome.
Stay tuned in for that. So,
yeah, I remember watching 02 and 05, and me and Lyle would go to Little Caesars. We didn't have a lot of money then, so we'd go to Little Caesars.
Pizza?
And we'd each get a $5 pizza, one sausage, one pepperoni. And then that, like, one would buy that, and the other one would buy a 30-pack of Stones, and we'd watch the game.
Nice. How was it?
That was from the world, for every World Series game.
Nice. Every game, you just take it down 30 Stones and two Little Caesars pizzas?
Yeah, me and Lyle would. And then we'd, you know, it was like our, what do you call it? That was kind of like our pregame.
Oh, that was just the warm-up is what you're saying?
Yeah, 15 beers a day, that's like breakfast.
I'll tell you what, that's an interesting breakfast. 15 Stones and a Little Caesars pizza, that's a good breakfast. Not quite Whitfield's kolache, but...
But no, those are sold out.
But those are sold out. You can't even get them.
Yeah, hopefully. If anybody got a commercial kitchen that is not occupied.
Casey needs oven space, y'all.
Yeah.
Hey, Case, what do you got on the menu down at Whitfield's today?
Brisket, pulled pork, spare ribs, chicken, turkey, beef sausage, jalapeno cheese sausage.
Nice.
All our sides, potato salad, coleslaw, all that good stuff. Our pickled items, smoked veg, our desserts. We got banana pudding with our cobblers today.
Now we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
Best banana pudding I've ever had in my life. Whitfield's Barbecue.
See, and you're talking ass because you're a big banana pudding guy. I told you from the beginning. I promise you we don't have crappy banana pudding.
I know, and you were right. You called me out on it, and I will. I'll be the guy that says I'll eat my words here, and I went down. I had to have it, and I can't go to Whitfield's without getting banana pudding. Like, every time I get a chance, I'll just go down there for the banana pudding sometimes.
Do you have it, like, every weekend, Case?
Yeah.
That's your staple?
Yeah, probably every weekend, but, I mean, you know, we do them all pre-made every morning. So I do about 20 of them every morning. So when they're gone, they're gone. Mm. But I mean, when I got more space, I'll be able to have them. The only thing that sucks about banana pudding is, you know, you put the vanilla wafers and the cookies and all that kind of stuff in there. You don't want to over make it because you can't the next day, you know what I mean? The cookies are soft. I don't serve that because I don't like soggy wafers.
No soggy vanilla wafers.
Like, I don't mind it if it's, you know, me going home the next day and eating it. Like, it doesn't bother me. But
yeah, I was like, because sometimes it's nice to have it.
I don't want it. To serve it, I still want that texture of a crunch.
Absolutely. Well, a beautiful Saturday here in Austin, Texas. Y'all be sure to get over to Whitfield's or at least make it part of your plans on this Father's Day weekend. We are going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Big Ugly Tailgate.
I gotta get drunk, and I sure do dread it, 'cause I know just what I'm gonna do. Jimmy Day.
Welcome back to Big Ugly Tailgate here on a beautiful Saturday morning in Austin, Texas. I'm Ashley Camrath, and here with Johnny Rogers. We got Casey Studdard on the phone calling in from Whitfield's, a busy Father's Day weekend for him. How's it going, Case?
Going good. Sun's finally coming up. It's going to be another hot one, but I think it's going to be a good day.
It is going to be a scorcher. It's going to be a great weekend. Father's Day. Again, happy Father's Day to all of our donut dads out there. Y'all be sure to text us at 512-337-3776 or give us a shout if you want to call in and say happy Father's Day to that special man in your life. Happy Stepfather's Day as well to all of those who stepped up and were amazing dads even though they weren't birth fathers.
Yeah.
So my very own Jim Pickens, I love you to death. Happy birthday and Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to Triple R and also Jay Rogers, and a first Father's Day for my brother Jeff Rogers. So excited for him to celebrate. We're going to get a chance.
Yes, I'll just say happy Father's Day to myself.
Way to go, Ken. I knew something like that was coming.
Happy Father's Day, Casey. Crushing it.
I got a chance to talk to you. Well, not a chance, but I was talking to my dad and my uncle the other day. And they're telling us old stories about, back in the day, at Texas, dining halls have always been, especially, it's kind of like, we're all fat boys. So I was like, all right, we got free food, you got University of Texas. And we're kind of comparing dining halls. They said, shoot, back in the day, we used to have, like my dad and uncle were in town, Earl in the late 70s, early 80s. They would go shoot a deer and hang it in the dang, go hang it in the fridge at the dining hall.
Stop.
And serve that to the team type stuff. I mean, I was like, what? They're like, yeah, they used to clean deer in their dorm room in the showers.
What?
My uncle Les, yeah, we hung about 3 or 4 of them.
You think that would fly today, Case?
No.
No. Can you imagine if you're the orientation, like you're the RA there in the dorm, and you walk in and you're like, yeah, you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, there's not supposed to be dead carcasses in the shower room.
So our dad used to take out, take out all the BBs in the shotguns and stuff it with paper, like stuff it with toilet paper. And, it'll still shoot. So they'd go down the hallways and just shoot wads at each other. And, at the dorms.
Jeez, these are different times, because that would not fly around these days.
Oh, yeah. You're not allowed to have guns in the dorm rooms anymore. But they...
what kind of world are we living in?
They got all the BBs. They would stuff the wad. They would stuff it with toilet paper and close it back up and put it in their shotguns. But if you got caught by the wad, I mean, it's going to leave a big bruise on you.
Oh, yeah.
That little white piece that comes flying out or whatever. But he was like, well, shoot. Me and Robin almost got kicked out of school because one night we took the 7 mag out and started shooting street lights out from Jester.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So all this happening just north of Austin, downtown.
Correct.
Yeah, it's happening at Jester.
Oh, jeez. My gosh.
Was Dobie around back then?
Probably. Maybe, I don't know. But, I mean, it's just wilder times. And then, you look at, he's like, but everything was, everything wasn't so controlled. You know what I mean?
It's just different times. And, I mean, if you're bringing in deer to chop, gut, and then take to the dining hall to give to, Joe behind the, on the grill, be like, chicken fried this and let's go.
But, I mean, the cool stuff was, back then they could, so my dad would take down, 10 or 15 guys down to Pearsall, Texas during dove season. All the hunters on the team or whatever, and they'd all stay at my grandmother's house. But Spanky and all them that ran the dining hall and the equipment manager would load up 2 big coolers full of, fresh cuts of meat and, deli stuff, cheeses and all that kind of stuff and a bunch of ice. And they'd go down there and go hunting with them.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
I know, I'm just speechless here. That's crazy.
And they'd shoot, 500 dove a day, between, 15 people. And, you sit there and you're like, dang. So, we're just getting, everything in Texas is bought up now.
Right.
So you can't really, you don't see the numbers of animals and dove, and that's just because how many people we got on the planet. But I was over at McBride's Guns a couple weeks ago, and they were saying, he was saying that a lot of guys that, because there's no public land left in Texas, really. Everything's bought, right?
Right.
So he was saying that a lot of guys down in South Texas don't want to pay $5,000 a year to shoot 2 big bucks anymore. So, on gun sales, a lot of people are, returning all their old rifles and all the kinds of
crap. Oh, interesting. Right now. Well, isn't ammo just expensive as all get out?
It's hard to find.
Well, yeah, ammo's through the roof. Ammo's through the roof as well. And then a lot of guys down too on south in South Texas don't want to end up having a freaking gun battle with anybody because all the illegals coming over the border right now.
Yeah.
I mean, 130,000 of them last in May.
Wow.
You know, and that's just what they grabbed. You know what I mean? So yeah.
That's not how many got through.
That's South Texas right now on their game cameras. You know, they got illegal immigrants all, you know, on every game trail, like every night.
Man.
And he's like, I don't want to go down there. And then, you know, they break into all the sheds and steal all the stuff and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, break into try to break into all the houses. And he's like, I don't want to be down there hunting with my kids and have to, you know, take someone's life. Man. If it comes down to that. You know, with cartel and all that type of stuff. And I was like, I hear you. So,
yeah.
It's just kind of crazy.
Be safe out there.
Just talking about, you know, going back from when my dad and all them went hunting, where they hunt anywhere and have a good old time. And then now it's just so.
You got to know someone. You've either got to own the land or you've got to know someone.
Indeed.
That's it. That's it.
Are you doing it, Case? You doing any fishing coming up? You got any trips?
It's so damn hot right now. Only type of fishing I'm doing is night fishing.
Yeah.
Or early in the morning. It's just, you know, fish ain't biting. They ain't doing nothing really right now. But night, you know, at night I need the docks and need some lights. You can hammer fish all night if you want to. But, no, I'm trying to get down to the coast. But I have got reports from the coast. You know, you're going to find some trout here and there. You'll find the redfish. The redfish really didn't take a hit. A lot of the big trout did, but it's, you know, the numbers aren't there like they used to be in all the bays. Where you can go out 3 days in a row, catch a couple catch a limit each day, you know, find the fish. It's just been slow, from what I heard.
So, but, Case, we went up to Lake Tahoe a couple weeks ago, my family trip, and we didn't really plan much because we were all, you know, end of the school year, and so let's just go up and have a nice relaxing trip. But the one day I did plan, I chartered a fishing boat and a captain, and really looking forward to getting out on Lake Tahoe. And the captain called me the day before, and it was kind of windy on the Wednesday. We were going to do the fishing trip on Thursday. And I texted him rather. I was like, hey, just checking in. We're good to go for tomorrow. And I mean, already put the deposit down, everything. It wasn't going to be a cheap trip, but we had five people ready to go fishing. And he canceled the trip. He's like, the weather looks bad tomorrow. It's going to be windy. It's going to be cold. Because, I mean, it got down to 30 one night we were there, which was awesome. But I said, hey, you know what? No bother. We're in. You know, like, we're used to the conditions. We planned for it. We brought all the gear. And he said, you know, I appreciate your enthusiasm, but I just don't think it would be safe to be out on the water tomorrow. And I said, well, can we push the trip up a few hours, back a few hours? And, I tried everything. Point being, he canceled the trip, which I don't really understand, because the next morning, I mean, yeah, it was kind of windy, but it was beautiful. The sun was shining. There was no cloud cover. Now, a storm did blow in, like, late that night, but we totally could have gone fishing. I was so bummed. So bummed.
Yeah, that pissed me. I've been like, well, we're going.
I've just never had a captain cancel a trip.
Yeah, that it takes a lot I would think.
Yeah.
For a captain, at least in Texas.
Had a birthday party or something to go to, didn't want to get up early.
I'm like, that's exactly what I said. I was like, he's gonna be sleeping something off tomorrow morning. He didn't want to deal with a bunch of, but I mean, that's a G out of your pocket, dude. Okay.
Yeah. You don't want to get paid. Don't get paid then, I guess.
No, but we have we're actually doing a fishing tournament July 4th weekend here in a couple weeks with a group called Fish Life Outdoors, and they've made 22 Kill the beneficiary of the tournament.
Awesome.
So it's up in Lake Fork in Dallas. Case, you ever fish that?
Yeah, the good old Bass Lake.
I think, yeah.
10 or 11 of the biggest bass in Texas were caught there.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, it's a man-made lake, too.
Awesome.
But it's a bunch of, you can't just, like, if you're, like, a new person and you're like, oh, let's go check out Lake Fork. Yeah, you probably should talk to somebody before you go out there, just because there's a bunch of trees. Like, it used to be, like, a big field of trees, so there's, like, stumps everywhere.
Okay.
So you got to know the lake pretty well.
You got to know the path, or you're gonna poop or you blow a lower unit,
or you're gonna end up on Qualified Captain on Instagram. Is what you're saying?
Or you're gonna be flagging someone down to tow your ass in.
Good to know.
That's a fun lake, though. It's a beautiful lake.
Yeah, I'm excited. I've never been over there. It's at Lake Fork Marina in Alba, Texas. So if anyone else wants to come join us and fish benefiting 22 Kill, registration starts Friday, July 2nd, and then the tournament. It's an open team tournament, five fish stringer, Saturday, July 3rd. So it's going to be a good time.
Is there a website they can go to sign up?
Yeah, I'll put it out on the socials, but okay. It's fishlife.net. Fishlife.net. So that's my fishing story.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to get some offshore fishing this year. Head out to Flower Gardens or maybe, you know, First Rigs and just do a couple meat hauls. But
yeah, that's awesome.
But yeah, Whitfield, he's just every day. Hey, Dad, can we go? Tie lures or something, you know. He's hooked to fishing, so I did my job there.
Well done, Father. Happy Father's Day to all of you amazing dads out there. And we're going to take a quick commercial break, but keep it tuned in right here to 104.9 The Horn.
No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried. Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
Welcome back to the Big Ugly Tailgate here on 104.9 The Horn. Johnny Rogers, Ashley Camrath live in studio. Casey had to take a quick break. He's checking on things down at Whitfield's Barbecue. He's a man down. So,
and a busy man.
Correct. So somebody down at Whitfield's got a red card, so they're down a man.
You're still learning the lingo.
I'm still learning. We're learning
it's
about...
It's Verde Day in Austin, Texas, the inaugural match.
Yes. On the pitch.
On the pitch?
Yep.
Okay.
And we've got here in the next segment at the top of the hour, we have the voice of the Verde, Adrian Healy, coming on. He's going to talk some Austin FC soccer, football with us. And we're going to ask him some of these questions that me and Ashley don't really know the answers to. Been watching some Ted Lasso recently to try to kind of keep up with my knowledge. And I'll tell you, I've been watching a lot of the Euro championships. It's a lot of fun. The passion of soccer over in Europe is incredible. And yesterday, the England played Scotland and tied at 0-0, which was huge for Scotland. But the English were not very happy about that.
Wait, so it the end of the match, it's 0-0 and they just call it?
That's it. That's it. They each get away.
That would be so frustrating.
They each walk away with a point, not three. If you get a win, you get 3 points. And so if you get a tie, it's not all that bad in the world of soccer. So
if you get a tie, you get a point?
You get a point.
So that sounds like a participation trophy.
No, it's more of a nod to the defense. You know, you have played really staunch defense, I think.
Okay. I mean, it makes sense, but it doesn't. I was in Switzerland a couple years ago.
For sure.
By the way, Europe is back open.
Are they?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Europe is back open to U.S. travelers. My flight to Ireland is already booked. We'll be there at the end of August, beginning of September.
Awesome.
Cannot wait to hug my nieces. And extremely excited about that. But I was in Switzerland when the World Cup was going on.
Oh.
And it was just bonkers. Like, it was so much fun.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be incredible. I got a chance a couple years ago. We went to, where'd we go? Oh, Iceland.
Yeah.
And it was during the World Cup. And Iceland was kind of like that small team that was doing well.
Oh,
and
they were in it. That's right.
The Viking clap and everything like that. And so we got a chance. We won it. We had a buddy that was living in Reykjavik.
Yeah.
And so, you know, just said, hey, let's go check this place out during the World Cup. And it was, you're right, it is a
unbelievable.
It's
energy.
Almost as big and strong of a feeling as there is in Austin, Texas today with Austin FC's first inaugural game at Q2 Stadium.
And also the fact that the Texas Longhorn baseball team is in the College World
Series.
Yes,
that is also happening.
Currently in Omaha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Omaha, if you guys have never been for the College World Series, it is... It's a special place. That'd be a great place. That'd be a great place to spend Father's Day.
So it is one of my two bucket list sports things that I have not done.
I'm surprised you guys aren't packing up and heading north.
If I could have made it happen, I would have made it happen.
Yeah.
This year, it's not in the cards.
Okay.
But Kentucky Derby, which I know you've been to. Oh. Y'all took the PJ and the mariachi and all that fun stuff over to
fantastic.
Kentucky Derby. That's one I haven't done. And then College World Series I haven't done. And like I said, I looked at every flight, every calendar, can't make it happen this year. But
gotcha. Yeah, I got.
But the horns will.
Yes. Yeah. My horned frogs did not make it. Mm-mm. Not only did we lose in the regionals, but we also lost our coach. He said, "Deuces, I'm heading to College Station."
Suck to lose a coach to College Station.
Yeah, it did. But you know, is what it is.
How did you feel, Johnny? No, I'm kidding.
Well,
we don't talk about feelings on this show.
Yeah, absolutely not. And I'm pretty sure old Craig Flowers, the Colonel, he bought Coach Sloss's custom TCU golf cart.
Nice.
That he will no longer need. So that will be heading to the Colonel's house.
To the Colonel's house.
Yeah. So and him and Jamie Frazier and the crew will be on here right after us. So stay tuned to 104.9 The Horn to listen to The High Ground.
The High Ground. Happy birthday to our buddy and longtime loyal listener, CDC.
Well, speaking of Horned Frogs losing people to other schools.
Yeah, but to lose to the University of Texas, is that really a loss or is that just an upgrade for that individual?
Listen, I will.
I mean, to lose someone to the Aggies?
Yeah, that's a tough one. You know, that's like somebody coming in and stealing your girl.
A little heartburn.
But you know, Del Conte, he did incredible, incredible things for TCU. He got, with the help, him and DeLoss Dodds had a very special relationship.
Right.
And I think that, you know, when all that was going on is when DeLoss was like, hey, this is the guy we need to be bringing down to Austin.
Absolutely.
And it happened, and to the benefit of the University of Texas, because there's not a better athletic director in the country than Chris Del Conte.
Agreed.
And to that, didn't Texas just win the Sears Cup or something, like as far as like athletic programs that, you know, you score different points for, speaking of scoring points, score different points for winning.
There's no tie.
Yeah, there's no ties in this competition. But Stanford has won like 26 years in a row or something like that, because they've got all these weird, you know, nerdy Stanford sports that they play, that they participate in, that the big schools, you know, like TCU and Texas don't get to play. But Texas, from you know, track and field
to tennis to
swimming and diving to the baseball team right now that's up in college, or up at the College Baseball World Series, the Texas Longhorn Athletic Department is on
fire,
in fuego, as you would say, down here in Texas. And to the credit of Chris Del Conte, he's really got this program heading in the right direction.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's, you know, for someone to come in and really pump a lot of energy into the culture and into the city and the atmosphere. I mean, obviously football's been, you know, a tough conversation.
Yeah.
But we've got a new era with that beginning as well. And
yeah,
so,
Coach Sark and the boys are going to coach them up.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, as Casey and me have talked about a whole bunch, is that, you know, we want to see the development of the players.
Right.
And we really haven't seen that really since Mac was here.
Right.
You know, and now you've got Sarkisian here. You got Jeff Banks in the house. You got Pete Kwiatkowski, Flood, the whole crew. I mean, it is a different level of football that Texas is going to be playing this year.
Yeah.
And I'm here for it. I'm excited for them.
Oh, I am too. I can't wait. I mean, just especially for everything to get back to normal, just to have a normal football season, normal hunting season, and just have a really rocking fall. It's going to be great.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic.
But first, the Verde.
The Verde. And stay tuned listening here, because at the top of the hour here, the next segment, we will have the voice of the Verde, Adrian Healy, coming on.
And then we're going to talk to a former Longhorn pitcher.
Yes, Justin
2002?
Simmons. 2002 winning
Justin
pitcher
Simmons.
For the national championship game.
He'll be on air with us halfway through the next hour as well. So
yeah, Justin's a great guy, and excited to have him on. Saw him last night. We were celebrating our buddy Jonathan Peters, Potts' 40th birthday.
Potts, very cool. Happy birthday, Potts.
Had a bunch of folks come in for it.
Welcome to the club.
Old Mark, my buddy Mark Chesson, flew in from North Carolina just to see him. And
nice.
And we're going to go take those guys up for Potts' 40th. We're going to take them up to Q2 Stadium.
To the Verde.
To see the Verde on the pitch.
I really wish we were on Twitch or something so y'all could see Johnny right now, because
I am all things Verde, short of the face painting.
Which you will do.
No, I will never be the face paint guy.
Oh, okay.
No,
I'm not. What do you have against face painting?
Well,
it's just messy.
It's messy, and I mean, in this kind of heat,
you don't want to mess up that clean white Yeti you got on.
Exactly.
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
Johnny is. We'll go to our socials at Big Ugly Tailgate on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and you'll see Johnny is green, black, and white head to toe, ready for the Verde. So. I think it's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome. You know, like we were talking about before, this is Austin's team.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be a Longhorn. You don't have to be an Aggie. You don't have to be a Horned Frog. You can be all of those things and finally, you know, cheer on the same team with your buddy that for some reason might cheer from a team from College Station or Lubbock or you know, one of those weird towns.
Just a professional team. I do want to switch gears and say a huge thank you to Mr. Steve Amos from healthcode.org. Does a lot for veterans, and he sent us a fun little package this morning. So I just want to say thank you for all that you do, sir.
Well, I wouldn't say he sent it this morning. He may have sent that package a couple months ago, but it's been a minute since we've had Ashley Kamrath live in studio.
I've been.
Yeah, where all have you been?
For lost
where
time.
All have you been? You've been
COVID shut me down for like 6 months.
Yeah.
So I have to make up for lost time. No, so I was in Louisiana, but I've seen you since then. I was in Louisiana for a fishing trip with the VFW, one of the oldest, you know, organizations when it comes to veterans of foreign wars, when it comes to the veteran community. Just an incredible organization that, you know, you see the VFW halls all over the place, but what people might not realize is how much that organization actually does for our men and women in uniform that served in a foreign war today. They have so many incredible programs. So Jake and I were with the commander of the VFW National down in Houma, Louisiana, and went fishing and offshore fishing. That was a great trip. We caught, I think I caught 22, something like that, and got a red and a bunch of trout, and Jake caught about the same amount too. So it was an incredible trip. And then, like
Memorial
I said,
Day weekend, you guys were doing things, carry
Memorial
the load.
Memorial Day weekend, carry the load. Definitely, that's every May. Spending the entire month of May, and that's actually what had us on the road all of May was carry the load, which is where we honor our fallen, and we walk to honor those and carry those that can no longer do it for us because they paid the ultimate sacrifice.
Yeah.
Did you do
a MRF on Memorial Day?
No.
That's a big thing. I've seen a bunch of folks.
Yeah, in honor of Lieutenant Michael Murphy.
Yeah.
Who, sacrificed his life, Operation Red Wings. But Murph's parents are good friends of mine. And,
oh, cool.
And actually tie that into Ireland. I'm on the board for Irish Veterans, which is an organization that's based out of Kinsale, but also has a couple of different chapters here in the U.S. And we're going to be ramping up some other exciting stuff soon. But we did the very first chapter in honor of Lieutenant Michael Murphy and his family's from County Cork, where village Kinsale is. And so, didn't do a MRF. I'm not really big into
the CrossFit.
I like tennis,
yeah.
And I like walking, I can't even really run anymore because my ankles and knees are, but I like tennis and I like walking, so I don't really do the CrossFit stuff.
I got you. I don't think I would survive the MRF.
No.
And they're doing it with like 40 pound weight vests.
What's
and
an
stuff.
Down? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what's a burpee?
A burpee, yeah. So we
used to call those Green Bays back in my day.
Why?
Well, that's what they were called in high school football. Green Bays, get them up. Coach Hurst would have us doing Green Bays. Like, somebody mess up, somebody jumps off sides.
Start over.
20 Green Bays, let's go.
Nuh-uh.
Like, middle of practice, just interrupt. So, yeah.
All I remember about, like, high school workouts was lunges. Doing lunges on the blacktop, August two-a-days, when it's 110 degrees outside.
Yeah, we did. Back in the 90s, the heydays, the glory years.
Yes.
We were doing 3 weeks of two-a-days in this heat.
Yeah.
And now I think maybe they do 3 days, even if they do two-a-days.
Yeah.
But Coach Dodge has them, you know, they're waking up and they're doing practice at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Good.
You know, because that's the only time you can get some work done without sweating every fluid in your body out.
Yeah. Or worry about heat exhaustion or, dehydration, all that fun stuff.
Well, and we're gonna take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, we will have the voice of the Verde, Adrian Healy, calling in, and we're going to talk all things Austin FC. You're listening to 104.9 The Horn.